نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. All praise is due to Allah. We praise Him. We seek His assistance and we ask for His forgiveness. And we seek refuge in Allah from our evil souls and our bad deeds. Verily, whomever Allah guides to Islam, then no one can lead astray. And whomever Allah allows to go astray because they do not want any guidance, then no one can guide. And I bear witness that there is no God worthy of worship but Allah, alone with no partners. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His servant and His messenger. May Allah send His peace and His blessings and exalt His mention and that of His companions and all those who follow them on their righteous path until the day of judgment. Allah says in the Quran, interpretation of the meaning in English, "O you who believe, have taqwa of Allah the way He deserves it." And right now, while you're sitting in this masjid fasting, you are fasting for that taqwa. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. O you who believe, fasting has been prescribed upon you as it was done with the nations that came before you. Perhaps you may attain taqwa. So this is the objective of fasting. Not to be hungry and thirsty. So we should have taqwa of Allah the way He deserves it. And do not die except in a state of submission to Allah as Muslims. Allah also says, interpretation of the meaning in English, "O you who believe, have taqwa of Allah." O mankind, have taqwa of Allah. Have taqwa of Allah who created you from a single soul. And from that soul created His partner. And from them dispersed many men and women upon earth. And fear Allah to whom you demand your mutual rights, and reverence the wombs that bore you. Keep your kinship ties. Verily Allah ever watches over you. And the last verse says, "O you who believe, have taqwa of Allah, and say a good word. He will help you establish good deeds, and He will forgive you your sins. And whomever obeys Allah and His messenger has attained the greatest success." As to what follows, verily the most truthful speech is the book of Allah. And the best way of life is that of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the worst of affairs are the ones that we introduce into this deen of ours. Because every newly introduced matter is an innovation. And every innovation will lead us astray. And if we are astray, we'll be going to the fire. Brothers in Islam, Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, reported that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Allah azza wa jal completion. And when he was finished, Ar-Rahim, the kingship ties, stood up and said, O Allah, I seek refuge with you from the one who severs me, from the one who cuts off the kinship ties. Upon this Allah Azza wa Jal said, is it pleasing to you that I shall bestow my favors upon those who keep you and withhold my favors from those who cut you off? Then the Rahim said, yes. Allah Azza wa Jal said, so be it. This particular narration is an indication about the importance of the kinship, keeping the kinship ties, something that is predominantly ignored in this day and time among the Muslims, where a person will abandon his own family members, very often his brother and his sister, over financial problems and differences and things that are insignificant in this life, not knowing that Allah Azza wa Jal said in this particular hadith that He will bestow His favors upon those who keep the kinship ties and He will withhold His favors from those who cut them off. This has been explained in another hadith Qudsi, where Allah Azza wa Jal said, Ana Ar-Rahim, I am the merciful. And Ar-Rahim is a word that I have derived from one of my names, which is the kinship ties. So Allah said, so whosoever shall tie it, I shall keep him tight. And so whosoever shall cut it, I will cut him off. If you want to be connected with your Creator, whom you will be meeting very soon on the Day of Judgment, then upon you, my brothers in Islam, is your kinship. Your kith and your kin. The family members, your cousins, your paternal uncles, your maternal uncles, your grandparents, your grandchildren if you're old. Anyone who is related to you through blood. And even after marriage with the other part of the other family members. This is something that is important, extremely significant in our lives, my brothers in Islam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, pertaining to this particular issue, مَنْ أَحَبَّ أَنْ يُبْسَطَ لَهُ فِي رِزْقِهِ وَيُنْسَأَ لَهُ فِي أَثَرِهِ فَلْيَصِرْ رَحِمَهِ. Whosoever wishes to have an increase in his sustenance. If your money is not enough, if we're not making enough money, perhaps it is because we are cutting off our kinship ties. The hadith continued to say, and whosoever wants his life to be extended, then let him keep his kinship ties. Let him keep his kinship ties. Allah says in the Quran, pertaining to this particular issue, فَهَلْ عَسَيْتُمْ إِنْ تَوَلَّيْتُمْ أَنْ تُفْسِدُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَتُقَطِّعُوا أَرْحَامَكُمْ أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ لَعَنَهُمُ اللَّهِ فَأَصَمَّهُمْ وَأَعْمَى أَبْصَارَهُمْ. So will you be in this way, that if you are upon the earth, you will spread corruption and you will break the kinship ties? Verily, it is those whom Allah Azza wa Jal has cursed, so He made them deaf and He blinded their sights. He blinded their sights. So each one of us should ask himself right now, what are we doing pertaining to this issue? When was the last time you visited your uncle and your aunt? When was the last time you called your grandparents? When was the last time you checked on your relatives? Some of us will not have an answer, or the most recent time will be some years ago. And this particular cell phone that Allah has blessed us with, for those who know how to use it, and it's a curse for those who don't know how to use it, is one of these tools which we could use to keep the kinship ties. Now you don't have to travel in a plane overseas to visit your family. You can simply pick up the phone and ask how they're doing over the phone. But unfortunately, we use these phones for other things that are displeasing to Allah. So this makes this gadget a curse upon us. So it is a very simple matter. Now there's a question that arises here. You're a Muslim. Perhaps many of you are reverts to Islam. And you have some family members who are not Muslims, apparently. And you may come and have a brother come and tell you, who is not exactly upon his knowledge, tell you, no, Muslims and non-Muslims cannot get along. So you cannot speak to your parents anymore until they become Muslims. Don't talk to your mom. Don't talk to your dad. Because they're now Muslims. And there's a major difference between belief and disbelief. So the person who doesn't know any better will believe. And the next thing you know, he will cut off his family ties with his non-Muslim family members. This is unacceptable, my brothers in Islam. Rather, the opposite should be done. Asma bint Abi Bakr, may Allah be pleased with her, came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asking him about a very similar issue. She says, my mother has come down from Mecca. This is after they migrated to Medina. My mother has come down from Mecca to visit me. Shall I keep her kinship ties? Shall I stay with her? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave her the confirmation, yes, keep the kinship ties with your mother, who was a disbeliever at that particular time. This hadith is an indication that you are expected to keep your family ties and continue to speak to them. Otherwise, how are they going to become Muslims? Through the strangers and the neighbors? The best chance for them to enter into Islam is through you. Because they know you. They will trust you more than they will trust a stranger. So when they see that you have made this decision in your life to abandon disbelief and falsehood and follow the truth that has been revealed to you from your Lord, this will give them a better chance of following you as well. But we must know how to conduct ourselves. We must have gentleness. We must have kindness. And there's another misconception that the people have, which is the fact that keeping the kinship ties is like mutual visitations. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam denied that in a couple of narrations. One of them where he alayhi salatu wasalam said, the one who keeps the kinship ties is not the one who returns and recompenses good behavior from his family members. Rather, it is the one who keeps kinship ties when they try to cut it off. When they try to sever it, you keep it connected. A man came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, O Messenger of Allah, I have some relatives whom I try to keep the kinship ties with, but they cut me off. I treat them well, but they mistreat me. I deal with them with patience, but they act ignorantly. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if the matter is as you are saying, then it is as if you are stuffing hot ashes in their mouths. And you will continue to get support from Allah Azza wa Jal as long as you continue to do what you're doing. So keeping the kinship ties is not that you visit your uncle one day, then he visits you the next day. That's just socializing. Keeping the kinship ties is when one of your family members does not want to speak to you, but you insist on keeping that kinship tie. You insist on calling them and check on them, even if they mistreat you. Even if they tell you on the phone, don't call me anymore. You call them again for the sake of Allah. Because this particular act of worship is for the sake of Allah, not for the people. Don't try to please them by keeping the kinship ties with them. Rather, you please Allah by keeping the kinship ties with them. If they like it, all praise is due to Allah. If they don't, then this is their problem. You on the Day of Judgment will be among those whom Allah Azza wa Jal will keep tied because they did not cut it off in this dunya. I ask Allah Azza wa Jal to give me and you the understanding of this deen and make us among those who keep their kinship ties. الحمد لله حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. Brothers in Islam, we are in the month of opportunities. We are in the month of mercy. We are in the month of repentance. Each one of us here has his own set of problems. Each one of us here has his own set of disobedience that we are committing maybe on daily basis and oppressing ourselves and the Muslims and our family members. Allah Azza wa Jal has blessed me and you that you are alive today. Many people who were anticipating this Ramadan did not make it till this Ramadan. Many people who were looking forward to repent to Allah in Ramadan were put under the dirt before Ramadan came around. And the chance was gone. And the repentance never took place. And on the Day of Judgment they may be in trouble with Allah Azza wa Jal. But me and you are different now. But this may backfire if we don't act right. Now that we are alive, Now that you are breathing, now that you are fasting, now that you are praying at night, we must rectify our conditions. You don't need anyone to tell you the sins that you commit. Each one of us knows what is pleasing to Allah and what is not pleasing to Allah. This is the time to make that strong move. This is the time to stand up against your own desires. This is the time to stand up against shaitan, who's been locked up for some time, as mercy from Allah to us. If you try to recite Quran outside Ramadan, you will find a lot of difficulty. But subhanAllah, somehow, some way in Ramadan, you find yourself reciting the Quran consistently after every salah and before every prayer. If you ask yourself why, how come I'm unable to continue this after Ramadan is over? It's because Allah Azza wa Jal has given us a special blessing in this month. So we do not want to leave, we don't want to exit before we have taken advantage of this month. The time is passing so fast, it's not even real. We believe it because we see it, but it's inconceivable how already 12 or 13 days have passed from Ramadan. It just started yesterday. And the next time around, we will be saying something similar when there's only a day left for Eid. We should take advantage of this time. Abandon the sins and fulfill the obligations. Recite the Book of Allah. When you leave this masjid, make some phone calls to your family members. Even if it's overseas, don't think that you will be losing money. You will not be losing money. The hadith says the opposite. Whomever wants his sustenance to be increased, let him keep his kinship ties. You call and spend a few riyals, Allah Azza wa Jal will bless you from other ways. This is the true tawakkul, depending on Allah, that Allah is the sustainer. Allah will not leave you alone if you fulfill His obligations. So don't be afraid to get in touch with your family members, particularly those of you who have become Muslims or the non-Muslim family members. Show them Islam through the treatment of Islam. Show them Islam through the character of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Show them Islam through the way you speak, the way you act, the way you conduct yourself in their presence. Let them understand that you are a person who is serious about this life and more serious about the hereafter. You're not a joker coming here to have some fun and then you, when you die, you will worry about it, as it is the attitude of most of the people on earth. This will make them respect you. This will make them love you. And sooner or later, if Allah Azza wa Jal has guidance decreed for them, then they will be guided through you. I ask Allah Azza wa Jal not to deprive me and you of His mercy, and to make us among those who listen to the reminder and follow the best of it. Allahumma ya muqallib al-qulub, thabbit qulubana ala deenik. Allahumma ya musarrif al-qulub, ya musarrif al-qulub, asrif qulubana ala ta'atik. Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana ba'da idh hadaytana, wa hab lana min ladunka rahma, innaka antal wahhab. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana, wa fil akhirati hasana, wa qina azab an-nar, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
استووا واعتدلوا. Do not leave any gaps for the شيطان. Close the gaps. Allahu Akbar. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين فسبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. والضحى والليل إذا سجى ما ودعك ربك وما قلى وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى ألم يجدك يتيما فآوى ووجدك ضالا فهدى ووجدك عائلا فأغنى فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر وأما السائل فلا تنهر وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.